We are doing Tanit, we are up to the fourth chapter. The Mishnah tells us, Bishlosha Firakim Bashana, Kohanim Nosim et Kapehem, Arba Pa'amim Biyom. There are three times a year that the Kohanim will do Birchos Kohanim throughout the day, and sometimes it's three times a day, sometimes it's four times a day. What's it going to be? B'shacharit, b'musaf, u'v'amincha, u'v'nilat sharim. Shachris, musaf, mincha, ne'ila. Right? We know that on fast days, they would add ne'ila, another prayer corresponding to the closing of the gates of heaven. Bataniyot, what are these three times a year that the Kohanim would raise their hand in blessing over the Jewish people as many times as we would pray? That would be Bataniyot, u'v'amamadot, u'v'yom ha'kippurim. On fast days, so then we have Shachris, Mincha, Ne'ila, and Ma'amadot. Same thing, we'd fast in the Ma'amadot. You guys remember what were the Ma'amadot? The Ma'amadot was that we needed representation from the Jewish people over the Korbanot in the temple. And Chazal divided the Jewish people into groups. Each group was responsible for a week. And that week, they would be Ma'amad, they would be standing over the sacrifices in Jerusalem if they lived close enough, and if not, then they would gather in the city, in the shul, and that week during the year they would pray that our sacrifices be accepted. Yes, sir. Let's just conclude the mission one more. Uviyom HaKippurim. And on Yom Kippur, that's when you have four times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila, that the Kohanim Duchin. Now, of course, this is the Mishnah, this is one opinion. There are other opinions. Halachically, we don't go like this opinion. But we're learning Mishnah, so we don't rule from the Mishnah. Yes, Meir?
What do they do in the
Ma'amadot? In the Ma'amadot, we'll see in a minute. The next Mishnah will explain what are the Ma'amadot. Mishnah Beit. Yes, sir?
They would have Nila on all the fast days?
Correct.
Why do we think that the first day when something bad happens also the first day is a time for the day to happen?
We assume that if the Jewish people are getting together in prayer, then God is listening to us. And then we assume at the end of the day, so to speak, now that we are dispersing in heavens, they're also closing the gates. Really, Ni'ilah doesn't have to be the gates of heaven. I just think that's a better way to think about it. But Ni'ilah, the Jerusalem Talmud says, is when they close the gates of the temple. The other opinion, the Jerusalem Talmud, is towards the evening they close the gates in heaven. So that's a reference to the gates in heaven. So that's something that people can picture. So I prefer saying that one. But either way, Mishnah Bet. Elu en Ma'amadot. The following are the Ma'amadot. What are they? What is this concept of Ma'amadot? Lefi she'nemar, because the Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas, Tzav et mnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem et korbani lachmi li Yishai reach nichochi tishmeru lakriv li b'mo'ado. So the Jewish people are responsible. Tzav et mnei Yisrael, the Torah tells us, command the Jewish people as a whole, they are responsible to bring in at set time every morning and every afternoon a sacrifice that's called the korban tamid. How could it be that a sacrifice is brought on behalf of a person and he's not standing there when his own sacrifice is being brought? So we have the sacrifice that's being brought every morning on behalf of the Jewish people, and the whole Jewish people aren't there. Every afternoon, and the whole Jewish people aren't there. So the first prophets instituted, that's David and Shmuel, 24 mishmarot, 24 watchings. They divided the Jewish people into 24. Each one has their watching that they're responsible to represent the rest of the people and watching over the sacrifice being brought. Al kol mishmar mishmar hayam amad b'Yerushalayim. Every watching had its representation in Jerusalem, shel kohanim, shel levim, shel yisraelim, of kohanim and levim who actually did the service, and yisraelim who were there watching the service, looking over it. So that's the Ma'amad in Yerushalayim. Higia zman ha-mishmar la'alot, when the time came for that mishmar to ascend, Kohanim ulevim olim l'Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and Levim went up to Jerusalem. The Yisrael sheba'oto mishmar, and the Jews that were not near Jerusalem, the Yisraelim that lived elsewhere, mitkansin la'areihem, they'd gather in their respective cities, the korin b'maseh b'reshit, and they'd read publicly their own Torah reading. Every day of the week they'd have a public Torah reading, a few times a day, as we will see in a minute. They'd read about creation, what did God create on that day. So each day of the Ma'amadot, the Yisraelim would gather, those in Jerusalem would gather by the temple, those who were not in Jerusalem would gather in the shuls of their city. Each family had their week when they were responsible, twice a year, right? 24 of the Jewish people are divided into 24 Ma'amadot, so it happened twice a year. That week they'd have to take off from work, and they'd gather in shul in the morning and in the afternoon, and they'd pray over the Korbanot, and they'd have a public Torah reading of creation, what did God create on that day. And we're discussing creation because what we're saying is the service that's being done in the temple is the foundation of the world. We know there are three things the world stands on: Torah, Avodah, Gmilut Chasadim. What is Avodah? Avodah is the sacrifices in the temple. So we are reading about creation, and we are basically saying the sacrifices that are brought at the temple on our behalf, may God accept them favorably, and they will continue sustaining the world. And that's why we're reading about creation. What did God create on this day? What are the sacrifices today sustaining? Yes, sir.
Why shouldn't they be there?
Why shouldn't who be where? If they live far away, then we didn't trouble them to go up to Jerusalem. Right, you want
to
add another two times a year? What's going to be with their jobs, their parnasa? You can't make people go up to Jerusalem.
How can you be a representative of someone to look what something is not there?
So they would be representative in praying that the sacrifices be accepted favorably.
Why can the Kohanim be represented?
Good question. I don't know the answer. It seems like this wasn't obligatory. You see, David HaMelech, until David HaMelech, they didn't do this. So it seems like it's an institution, it's a fulfillment of a concept. But it seems that really, even when you don't have this, things are kosher. That's what it seems like to me, but I don't know. I haven't seen anyone that says it explicitly yet. Mishnah Gimel. V'anshei ha-ma'amad hayu nitanin 4 yamim b'shavua. And the people of the ma'amad, of the standing, they would fast 4 days of the week. Miyom sheni v'ad yom chamishi, Monday through Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 4 days of the week. These people who were praying that our sacrifices be accepted would fast. V'lo hayu mitanin erev Shabbat. They didn't fast on Friday, nechvot Shabbat, out of the honor of Shabbos. So we didn't want them entering Shabbos all week after fast. V'lo ve'echad b'Shabbat. And they wouldn't fast on Sunday, k'deish lo yitzu mimnucha v'oneg, so that they wouldn't go out from the resting and pleasures of Shabbos, ligia v'ta'anit, to the toils and fasts. V'yamutu. And they'll become deathly ill. We don't want them to get sick. It's not healthy for a person to go straight from Shabbos into fasting. On Shabbos, you're resting and enjoying. On the fast day, you're fasting and wiping yourself out. So you have to have a day in between. Sometimes, if we have no choice, we do it and we don't die. But it's not healthy. So where we can, we avoid it. So they fast Monday through Thursday. Vayom HaRishon, on Sunday, they would read in the Torah, Bereshit. And now you have to have three aliyahs.
So,
I think 12 hours.
No.
Right. So on the first day, on Sunday, they'd read about creation. So they'd read Bereshit, and they have to fit in three aliyahs. So we want to call up three people to the Torah, so they'd also add Vihi Rakia. Vasheni on Monday, they'd read the creation Monday. They'd read Vihi Rakia, Vihi Kavu Amayim. This way they got in three aliyahs. Vashlishi, they'd read Vihi Kavu Amayim, Vihi Meorot. Barvi'i, on Wednesday they'd read Yimorot about the creation of the lights, Vishutzu Amayim, and the waters giving forth the different creatures. Bachamishi, on Thursday, Yishutzu Amayim, the waters giving forth the creatures, Vitotzeh Aretz, and the land giving forth the vegetation. Bashishi, on Friday, Totzeh Aretz, the land giving forth vegetation, Vaychulu Hashamayim, and the conclusion of creation. Parsha Gdola, if it's a long parsha, and we can fit in two people to read that parsha, Kuinta Bishnaim, we divide and let two. V'aktanan, if it's a smaller parsha, b'yuchid, a singular person would get to read that parsha. V'shachrit uv'amusaf, when is it that we read from the Torah on Shachris and Musaf? twice they'd pull out the Torah. And the mincha in the afternoon, so they didn't take out the Sefer Torah because it's a trouble, right? People are ending their fast. So they'd read it by heart. They'd read it by heart. Every person individually would read the reading of that day by heart. Just as we read Shema by heart, every person knows it by heart. They read it to themselves. So too, they would read the reading of that day by mincha. Each one would read it to themselves by heart. Erev Shabbat b'mincha, on Friday afternoon, lo yu nichnasin, they wouldn't gather, mipnei chvod Shabbat, because everyone was busy preparing for Shabbos, and the honor of Shabbos, we don't trouble them to come back to shul in the afternoon to do another Torah reading, another prayer. So we say, no, now get ready for Shabbos. Yeah, was that clear? You guys got this, Mishnah?
What did they read?
They read the creation of that day, from Bereshit. What did God create on that day?
Okay.
What we just read, that's what the Mishnah just said. Bayom Rishon, what do you read on Sunday? Bereshis and Yehi Rakia. Those are the parashiyot, what you read. You guys want to open up Chumashim? You guys following? Yeah?
Yeah.
I know what a Chumash looks like. I mean, do you want to see the text inside, or you guys got the general idea? Okay, Mishnah Dalet. You're outnumbered, Mayor, sorry. Mishnah Dalet, Kol Yom Sheyesh Valel. Right, that's the way to learn it. Right. Kol Yom. I know your teacher. Kol Yom Sheyesh Valel. Okay, so I don't. Kol Yom Sheyesh Valel. En v'mamad v'shachrit. Any day that there was Halel said on that day. So, let's say it's Hanukkah. There's no Musaf. But you do say Hallel, right? So if it's a day that you say Hallel, they wouldn't do the Ma'amad, they wouldn't say their prayers, and they wouldn't read their special Torah reading in Jerusalem in the morning. Meaning outside Jerusalem, they're not too busy. But inside Jerusalem, so then they'd help the Kohanim, they'd be there looking over the Korban, and they'd be helping out. They'd help them cut wood if they need, they'd help them draw water, they'd help in the preparations of the functions of the temple. So if it's a day that you read Hallel, so they'd forego the special reading for the Ma'amad and the special prayers and requests that they would ordinarily say in the morning of the Ma'amad. Koban Musaf, on a day that you would bring a Musaf sacrifice, so that's like Rosh Chodesh, Inbo Vanila. So then they would forego, even in Ne'ilah, where you'd think, it's the end of the day, we finished our sacrifices, we finished our work, so what are we so busy with? Nonetheless, the rabbi said, you forego the Ma'amad additions of reading in the Torah and asking for things throughout the day, up until Ne'ilah. When the Mishnah says, in bovan Ne'ilah, the Mishnah means, even in Ne'ilah, which is the end of the day, even then you forego all the additions that would ordinarily be said in honor of the Ma'amad. Koban Eitzim, and the next Mishnah will explain to us that there was a special sacrifice called the sacrifice of wood. Now what that was is that when the Jews came back to rebuild the Second Temple, so we were under Persian Mede rule, and the king Koresh, Esther's son, he gave us permission to go and rebuild the temple. And we came up, and we were very poor, and there were all kinds of non-Jews around here, Shomronim, who attacked us and bugged us and destroyed and tried to get the king to repeal the approval, repeal the permission. So we're doing the story quickly. You want all the details, you have to learn Ezra and Nehemiah. Now we're quickly going through the story. So when they came up, the Jews were very poor, and they didn't have enough wood to bring sacrifices. And then there were families that took it upon themselves to supply the wood that was necessary for the sacrifices, for the altar. And the rabbis honored these families that on the days that they brought their donations of wood, they would have a holiday for decades, centuries to come. On that day where they brought it when the Jews really needed it, they would have the honor of bringing wood every year. The family would get together, and this family was honored that they could come and bring the wood and bring a carbonola, they'd bring sacrifice, and it was this family's own holiday. The rabbis instituted, so to speak, a private holiday for these families, and the next Mishnah will enumerate the different periods at which the different families brought the wood. So the rabbis honoring these families that brought the donation when the Jewish people really, really needed it, they instituted this private holiday called Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am. So when they'd come, they'd bring their sacrifice, they'd bring Korban Olah. So if it was a day that they brought Korban Etzim, if it was this personal holiday, so then they were a little bit busier up at the Temple Mount, and Bava Mincha, so they wouldn't say the Ma'amadot, they wouldn't have all the additions in the Mincha prayer. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amar lo Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, kach haya Rabbi Yoshua shone. This is the way Rabbi Yoshua used to read this Mishnah, not the way you said it. Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So now Ben Azai is informing him, you should know your Rebbe had a different ruling, he had a different tradition on how things went. He said like this, Koban Musaf, if it's a day that there was a Musaf sacrifice, and Bova Mincha, we don't say all the additions in Mincha, but we do say the additions in the morning in Shachris and in Ne'ilah. If it's a day that has Koban Etzim, the sacrifice of the wood, and Bova Ne'ilah, then we do not have all the additions in Ne'ilah at the end of the day, and certainly at Mincha. That's the way that your Rebbe had it on tradition. Chazar Rabbi Akiva liot shonek ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva reverted to quoting it the way Ben Azai used to say it. Mishnah Hey.
Question?
Yes, sir.
I don't understand the kesher between the Siyat Kapayim and the Ma'amadot. There are three times when the Quran addresses the Siyat Kapayim. Four times. One of them is the Ma'amadot.
Right. On the Ma'amadot, we would also have... Ma'amadot is a version of Taniot. The Ma'amadot were times... Really, every week was Ma'amadot. But the Ma'amadot, for each family, was their own Tanit that week. So the Mishnah enumerates the Ma'amadot as part of the Taniot, and then the Kohanim, who were a part of that Ma'amad, they would do Nesiat Kapayim together with that Ma'amad.
They are part of the 24 Mishmarot.
Right, but they ended up being aligned with a certain Ma'amad, right? Whichever week. Let's say this is the Kohen that does his service the first week of Cheshvan. So there's a Ma'amad that does their service the first week of Cheshvan, right? So he's always going to be aligned with them. So that's so to speak, his Ma'amad.
The first week of Cheshvan doesn't fall out from Shabbat to Shabbat.
Right, okay, I gave an example. Right.
Okay. Okay. Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash?
Those in the Beit HaMikdash did the service, and those who lived far away, I think, would join the Ma'amad. I think so. And everything the Ma'amad did.
Did they do Birkat Kohanim outside the Beit HaMikdash?
I think so. Okay.